USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Now, it was a fake story written by a magazine that was probably not going to be around much longer, but it was a totally fake story, and that was confirmed by many people who were actually there.
President Trump responding to a story that cites four anonymous sources in The Atlantic. The president continues,
It was a terrible thing that somebody could say the kind of things, and especially to me, because I've done more for the military than almost anybody else.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden in Wilmington, Delaware, talking about the economy.
The August jobs report came out this morning. I'm grateful for everyone who found work again and found a glimmer of hope that brings them back from the edge. But there is real cause for concern as well.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Dr. John Howe, veterinarian and 2020-2021 AVMA immediate past president with the latest on COVID-19 and pets. There's been a very limited number of infections in companion animals, with most cases asymptomatic or with minor respiratory issues. Here are some key tips. If you're healthy, keep practicing good hygiene with your pet. Wash your hands before and after playtime and when handling food, waste, or supplies. It's best if you don't let your pets interact with people or pets outside your household, especially if you're in an area with community spread. Exercise is important for your pet, but try to steer clear of crowded dog parks. Mind the heat. Socially distance. Keep cats indoors whenever possible. If you're ill with COVID-19, try to have someone care for your pets. If you can't always wear a mask, don't share food, kiss, or hug your pets, and wash your hands before and after any contact. For more information on keeping your pets happy, healthy, and safe, visit avma.org.
The unemployment rate has fallen below 10% for the first time since the pandemic struck in March. USA Radio Network's John Clements has the details.
Rate for August is now at 8.4% from the previous 10.2%. Eleni Kara-George is with the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Total non-farm payroll employment rose by 1.4 million in August, and the unemployment rate fell to 8.4%. These improvements in the labor market reflect the continued resumption of economic activity that had been curtailed due to the coronavirus pandemic and efforts to contain it. In August, employment rose in several major industry sectors. An increase in government employment largely reflected temporary hiring for the 2020 census. Notable job gains also occurred in retail trade, in professional and business services, in leisure and hospitality, and in education and health services.
20 people have died related to Hurricane Laura in Louisiana, the latest four victims passing away from heat-related illnesses. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I am very pleased with your product. I haven't been sick since I've been taking this, and I contribute a lot of my energy and my health to your product, and I just want to keep taking it. So, yeah, just keep making it, okay? I just thank God for your company.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Comments before a local city council seeking a name change for a popular chicken dish has gone viral. USA Radio Network's Kenneth Burns explains.
27-year-old Ander Christensen was on a mission Monday. He wanted his city council in Lincoln, Nebraska to rename boneless chicken wings.
Number one, nothing about boneless chicken wings actually come from the wing of a chicken. We would be disgusted if a butcher was mislabeling their cuts of meats, but then we go around and pretending as though the breast of the chicken is its wing. Number two, boneless chicken wings are just chicken tenders, which are already boneless.
Ander Christensen's father sits on the city council. Ander says he's not totally against the chicken delicacy, he just wants it renamed.
Anders probably speaks for many Americans with that change. San Francisco salon owner Erica Kias has denied claims that she set up House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for her controversial indoor styling appointment. Pelosi facing criticism this week after video footage obtained by Fox News emerged of her visit to the San Francisco salon. The salon owner, speaking on a Zoom conference with reporters, says it was an independent stylist who made the arrangements with Pelosi to visit the salon and she was not involved in any way, shape, or form. A defiant Pelosi saying she believes she deserves an apology for this entire situation. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.